Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You know you got me, KC. She's on radio, your host. Look, I want to thank everybody that has really, really, really showed she's on all the support and everything. You know, last night we had an awesome, awesome, awesome cast. We had the cast of Between Women. I think that was just, I don't even know how to explain it. The night before we had King Kales, and the night before that we had Freddie P. And I just want to thank each and every one of you all for this showing the support. We got up to 200 callers. That is awesome. That is a record breaker. You know, before we go on to the topic or whatever, I just want to introduce the co-host tonight. Go ahead, Teddy, talk to him.
Y'all already know who it is. It's Teddy P calling out of the 757. What's good, everybody?
What's good? What's good? So, Teddy, tell me your experience. What, man, talking to Pretty P, King Chaos, and some sexy women, especially women, from Between Women, all in 3 days, like, tell me how you felt about that.
I was in awe. I'm like, I'm a fan of all of those lovely, lovely people. I ain't know what to do or what to say. They had me speechless.
How speechless was it? How speechless was it?
I was just quiet, like I couldn't say nothing, tongue-tied and some more. I'm like an average person like me talking to Pretty P, King Kales, and the cast of Between Women. Come on now, that don't happen every day.
I know, man. I just felt like, you know, I was in a whole other planet. Especially
right?
When our good old friend telling that good old joke she did last night. I was off the chain.
Yeah, that joke.
I was off the chain.
That joke. If she listening, that joke made the night. Yes, it did.
It made the night. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, we definitely like jokes. So keep on bringing the jokes to us. I think
right.
We got our caller tonight. Tonight we're gonna be introducing one of the hottest lesbian hip hop artists that is known to man. I would definitely say that should definitely be at She Prize 2012. You ladies definitely gotta check her out. Her name is JD Polo. I'm about to click her ass. JD, you here?
Yeah, what it do?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing.
What's going on?
How y'all doing tonight?
We doing all right.
All right, that's what it is.
That's what it is, man?
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank you, you know what I mean, for giving me the opportunity to perform, you know what I mean, just bringing me into your world and shit like that. So we definitely going to do this in August.
And we definitely going to do that. You know what, though?
Huh?
I'm a fan of realness. I'm a fan of pure 100% talent, and you have talent. I mean, you know, it's like one thing I do like about you that sets you apart from other, you know, lesbian artists, that you perform with everybody, not just the lesbians. You know, you out there doing it big and doing it and making stomping grounds, you feel me? And I definitely appreciate you for that.
That's what's up. I just am music. So wherever I feel a good vibe, I just try to work with people that have the same love and passion for music that I do. Because it just comes from me. You know what I mean? Everything I hear in my head, I just work off of that. So, and I just like, man or woman, no matter what gender or sexuality or music is music. And we all can relate to it. So that's just how I breathe through my music for real, so. I work with anybody for real.
I hear that. If you can work with any artist in the industry, mainstream or lesbian, you know, who would you want to work with? Like, who have you been dying to get on stage with or dying to get on the track with?
All right, well, female-wise, Missy or Da Brat.
Yes.
And male-wise, I just love Lil Wayne. I just love his energy and his lyricism. Like, And that's just not like jumping on a bandwagon. Like every time I hear him, it just motivates me to want to write.
Right.
Yeah, and they just like the people that I just would kill to work for. I mean, kill to like do a song with. Like their energy and everything. I just love it.
Saying that you mentioned the Brat, you know, I can really see you. Matter of fact, I can see you doing a mix with both of them. You know, get that little hee-hee, and then you got the Brat going fast with me. You know what I'm saying? I really can see that. I can definitely see that.
I got some stuff out now, but I haven't like put out like solo singles or whatever. And like my manager going crazy over. He said, like, a lot of people said when they heard it that it reminded them of Missy Elliott. Like, a lot of people tell me, like, I remind them of Missy Elliott or the Brat. Not, like, my appearance-wise, but as far as my flow.
Right.
Yeah, so I would love to work with them.
I definitely agree with them, especially the Brat. I definitely would say that, you know, it's like you give it to us raw, you know, like no sugarcoat. You know, so I definitely say the Brat.
Let's see too, cause you got that little flow with it too. So, yeah. I respect them highly, but hopefully one day that'll come true. Not too far fetched. Just gotta keep working hard for real.
That's all you gotta do. All you gotta do. Keep your head in the game. Keep your head up.
Yeah, definitely.
And you never know, they might be the one that hit you up first, not you hitting them. They might hit you.
I'd go crazy if they did, man.
You'd be stupid.
I damn sure represent for real.
I know that's right.
Hell yeah.
I know that's right. Okay, you have anything to ask, JD?
Huh?
How long have you been, you know, doing your music, and what motivates you to keep going out there every day doing your music?
Well, to be honest, I picked up the mic for the first time probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
I started out, I was taking care of my mom. My mom passed away of cancer. And once she passed away, I just went out, bought my own equipment, started making my beats on a keyboard. I mean, I thought they was hot, but, you know, as you get into it, you realize, like, dang, I don't know what the hell I was doing, but I recorded my own stuff in my house. I just went out, open mic. From open mic, like, a person named Tay Tay, she picked me up, and I did Queen of the Mic. That's where I got my fan base from. And what motivates me is the fact that people actually appreciate my art, and they don't judge me by my sexuality or what I have on. They just really learn my words, and when I perform, they feel me. I give them me. Like when y'all see me perform, it's gonna be all me.
Right.
And what motivates me is that people actually take heed to what I'm saying, and they pay attention to my lyrics, and they quote my lyrics, and that's just motivation for me. It's bigger than wanting to be rich and famous, but for people to love something you do and appreciate your art, that's just like the best thing. That's the best thing I can ever get. I can perform in front of millions and not get paid, but just for people to appreciate me, because my music is me. That's just like the best thing ever. That's what motivates me.
Okay,
and just trying to make my mom proud, you know, and my dad, because both my parents passed away. So just you know what I mean? I got an older brother, but it's just like, it's just me. And if I can't make myself happy, who can? And music is just my life, and it makes me happy. And I just try to let that radiate through my performance and, you know what I mean, my music.
Right.
Okay. So that's what motivates me, like my fans and the haters. They definitely do, but I just focus more on the people that's there for me and just rooting me on. And I just don't want to let them down or let myself down.
Right.
Yep, so that's what it is.
I got another question for you. This came to the top of my head. Where would you want to perform anywhere in the world? If you could perform, where would it be?
Like, what you mean, like, far as venue or... Oh, the BET Awards. Okay. That's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah, because once I get it, that's what I want to be. I would love to be at the BET Awards and show my ass.
I will watch it, try to make my way to Los Angeles or Atlanta, wherever one you going to be at. I'm going to try my best to be there. If not, we'll watch on the TV. All day. Have a party.
As far as the U.S., I will try to get to the U.K. because they support me big time, like crazy. I done got a couple beats from a producer over there, and he just been putting my stuff on blast. And on Twitter, I got a lot of, like, DJs, they playing my stuff over there. And, like, the U.K. definitely would try to get over there because they're not biased at all over there. Music is music to them.
Right.
And they support it all. So, BET Awards and over in the U.K. for real.
Okay.
So, they like what? My ultimate goals.
Ooh. I think that is definitely hot for you to be, you know, getting played over there in U.K. Wow. So, who is JD outside of the entertainer? Who are you?
I'm a lover. I'm a good friend. I'm a provider. I'm trustworthy. I'm just me. I try not to hold back. Like, I'm spoiled. I like having my way. But I have a lot of compassion for life and just people. Like, I don't think nobody's art is bad, because I think music is an art. Like, even you, what you're doing as far as you're promoting, that's an art. That's a gift, you know, to be able to draw people to you. So I just support everybody living out their dreams or living out their passions. And I mean, I would say I'm an overall good person. Like, the friends I have, I done had for 10-plus years.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and I can say 10-plus years, I got over 2 handfuls of friends 10-plus years. Because I give them me. I don't hold nothing back. In my music, I give you me. Point blank, period. You know what I mean? So all I can do is be the truth. And if I don't give you me, how can you ever get to know me? So you're going to know me from talking to me. You're going to know me from listening to my music. And you're going to know me from meeting me. The way you meet me is the way I am. No sugarcoating or nothing. If I don't like you, you're going to know it. And I don't like you because of what you don't have or what you do have. It might be your whole aura.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm all about how I feel. Got to feel comfortable. I feel people out. I give people a chance. I don't prejudge. I don't not like nobody because they don't like them. That's y'all beef. So I'm just a straightforward person with an open mind. That's JD.
That's the best way to be.
That's it.
That's definitely the best way to be. And where are you from?
From Baltimore, Maryland. West Side.
Yeah, I knew the answer to that question, but we won't know about it. I knew the answer to that question, but they didn't know. But I wanted you to tell them. You know,
and Westside, certified 410, code 17, Baltimore, Maryland. The heart of the city.
We're repping that DMV, baby.
Yes, all day. DMV, we going to do some big things, though. I'm telling you, it's about our time, for real. Especially lesbian, like, and that's one thing about me, as far as musically, I don't hide the fact that I'm a lesbian. That's clear to see, but I try not to focus so much on. Can we cuss on air?
Hold on. Look, say what you got to say. This is why she's on radio, is here for you to express yourself and have a voice, baby. So you feel like you have a bad word. Say
that
word. Go ahead.
I try to attack music in a different way, and just by me being lesbian, that you know how you just not want to fit in, but it's apparent that I'm lesbian. I'm not hiding that I'm lesbian, but every rap I rap about don't gotta be about bitch this, bitch that. I fucked this girl and did this and did that. It's lyrical ways that you can you can hit these people and not make them feel like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
you just broaden it where as though everybody can learn to accept who you are. Not saying you're doing it for acceptance, but you're giving them the option to instead of forcing them to. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just try to just get for people to just know who I am as an individual, not my sexuality or what I'm doing or who I'm sleeping with. And if I get in the industry, I'm not going to say if, when I get in the industry, I choose not to change my appearance or anything because this is me. I'm comfortable.
Right.
And I know that people will love me for who I am, just like any. That's why I respect the lesbians that's doing that thing now. Like, we just got to stick to our guns. One day we're going to open up. Somebody going to kick the fucking door down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Where, so they're going to have to accept us. And if they don't accept us, we make our own shit.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It comes a time and a place where it just things need to change. And they just really need to change. And it's ridiculous because we got so much talent. And so... and. We doing this from the heart. This is just in us.
Right.
It's just in us, and people need to learn and just know who we are as artists and just give us a chance to make people love us. You're not marketable. Give us a chance to show you what marketable is. You don't
right.
know we marketable or not because you're not letting us go out there. Lil Wayne pick up a stud and put her out there, they going to love her. Why? Because they were him.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? They just need to give us a chance to show that we are lovable.
Yeah.
Other
they
than amongst
all...
our own. So,
right.
I mean, but we going to do the damn thing. You keep doing what you're doing. Like, Casey, like, if y'all listening, just keep doing what you're doing because we doing the right thing. And we're going to get heard, we're going to get seen, we're going to get the recognition we need eventually.
Right.
Hopefully sooner than later.
But you know what, though, JD? This is what I'm telling you. Now, I experienced this, last week, Teddy?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you some real stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so glad that, you know, the fans and, you know, you all, you know, former Sashi Pride, that y'all really did, you know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really did say, Casey, you know, thank you and encouraging me. But I'm telling you, y'all motivated me to do bigger and better things just by telling me, you know, how much y'all appreciate it and everything. And I'm telling you some real stuff. We had an artist, I don't know if you're familiar with Tamaris.
Tamaris, the dude?
Tamaris, right.
Yeah, I had did a show at the Paradox, and me and him was full to hook up and try to do something. Also, I met him probably about 2 months ago.
Yeah, but she was on here the other night, right? And this is some wild stuff. This is how powerful, you know, She's on Radio is on the server that it's on, is because we had a man, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
A straight man. Not one, but two within that same week. A straight man come on here and was digging her music. He was asking her all kinds of questions. Look, you're not signed to a label. That's all he was worrying about, was she won't sign to a label. Like I told her, you never know who's listening to this radio station because anybody can tune in and listen. And
exactly.
Just like what you just said just now, you said that we need to be heard. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? You're going to be heard. And you never know who's listening to you right now. You get what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So, I'm definitely like, I'm happy that you're here, and I'm happy that you said that. And, you know, who knows? He did it, might be on the line. You never know. You never know. So, you know, as long as you keep faith, baby, keep faith and keep doing what you're doing, keep pushing, everything will come to the light, baby. And I'm proud of you, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So am I. So am I. I'm proud of you.
That's what's up.
Just
and I just appreciate everything y'all doing. Just keep doing it. Y'all got my total support. Up here in Baltimore, down here in Baltimore, wherever I am from y'all. But y'all got my total support. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Y'all doing the damn thing, for real.
Nah, you doing the damn thing, man.
I'm trying.
We all doing the damn thing. Come on, we got one big group hood.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Yeah. He was giving a hug.
Yeah.
All right, so what
I'm about to we probably gonna shoot a the video. I sent over the Tomboy Swag. I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen to it or not.
You don't told everybody.
Oh, I did.
They don't know what you're talking about.
I just was about to tell you about the video.
Alright, go ahead and tell me about the video.
Nah, I shouldn't even say nothing.
Well, look, ladies, this is what I'm going to do right now. Ladies, do not go anywhere. You got J.D. Polo on the line. Definitely, we all we got. So I'm asking you, ladies, to please listen to our song right now. It's real hot for them, especially the studs is on the line. You know, I think this she made this exactly for you. So,
yes, sir.
So, J.D. Polo, sing your song, Tomboy Swag. Hope you ladies enjoy it. Check it out.
Oi.
Tomboy Swag. Where you at, Chinky? Where you at, Sonic? Yeah. Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Yeah. I let my pants hang low, all I rock is flashback, and I'm all set it up, what you know about that? I got that Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? I got that Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Never carry handbags, but I know how to fall. Put my Tomboy Swag there, right, I'm showing off. Put my Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Put my Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? My money.
Thank you.
There you go. You have it. So, JD, what inspired you? What inspired you, Lord? What inspired you? What inspired you to create that awesome song, man? That was
awesome. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. Like how I do my songs, I don't hear a beat. I just came up with the hook. I was driving in work. I was just like, tomboy sweat, what you know about that? And I just like, I let my pants sag low, all I rock is snap back, and I'm all tatted up, what you know about that? I got it in my phone. I just recorded. I went to the studio. I told my peoples, I was like, I need a beat. Heard the beat. That was it. And then the girls I got on there, Chinky and Sonic, they, Chinky rap, she already kind of established, but I just met her probably like a year when I first started and heard her rap, and I was just like, I want to work with her. She always had a good attitude, good spirit. And like when I told her about it, she just was so happy, like, JD, she was so excited about working with me. Like, I'm some type of star. I'm just like, come on, it's just me. You know what I mean? And she was like, well, you going to give me the beat and I'm going to write my part. I said, no, I don't work like that. I said, we're going to come in the studio. I already got the hook. We're going to sit down and we just going to write. You know what I mean? We're going to vibe together. We wrote that probably in like less than an hour. That's how we came in. And what I told him, I said, I don't want to talk about, I said, one only stipulation I got for this song, y'all on, I don't want to talk about any females. We're just going to talk about how we dress and why we dress. Not because we want to be men or we're trying to be men. This is how we're comfortable. Let us describe to them why we dress the way we want to dress and, like, how we feel dressing the way we dress. And it's a feeling. You know what I mean? I can't think of the word right now. It's a feeling, not, like, just I don't know. It's like a demeanor, a feeling. It's not a look that we're going for. It's just what we like.
Right.
So that's how we came up with it. It was just, like, a studio session. I just came up with the hook, and that's how I'm tatted up. I got a lot of snapbacks. And my pants always sagging a little bit, no matter what kind of belt I wear. I try to keep them up.
I got the same problem.
Try to keep them up, but they sagging just a little bit. Then I rolled it, too, because I'm like, I told my manager, I'm like, this can hit the straight crowd, too, because you got tomboys. That like guys, that like playing ball, don't want to put on heels and stuff like that. So when we probably shoot the video next month, we want to incorporate all that into it. You know, the little cute girl with their little snap bags and their lip gloss. We just want to incorporate it because that's just our way of life. That's how it is.
Man, I'm going to need y'all to pitch that to 106, man, straight up.
We trying to make sure this video just right, and it just, like, the pics, just everything we wanted to do, like, the idea I got, the treatment I got so far, I think it's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If I get y'all the date, if y'all can make it up to Baltimore to be in it, I would appreciate that. I'm going to post the date, I put the dates up, and y'all more than welcome to, you know what I mean, take part of it, because we try to make this, like, big.
You got to try to do that, man.
Well, you already know.
You coming down to Sheep Project and all this, I'm coming up to Baltimore when you shoot the video. That's just me as a supporter. And Teddy coming too, because, you know, come on, Teddy, you already know how we do.
Let's get in the car. Let's get on 97 and head up north, man. Come on, let's do this.
Man,
That'd be such a good thing, like, I just want to make it big, epic. I want very epic.
Well, that's when you think epic, it happens. So,
yeah.
That's it. No more talking about epic. When you think epic, it happens. So you already know what's going to be happening. Look, I'm a type person. I'm real hard on music because I love music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's my major and stuff. So I love music. So when I hear a good beat, you know what I'm saying? Because I love me a good beat, because sometimes I got my little days when I want to, hey, you know what I mean? So that song right there, man, sure, you got me over here like, okay.
That's
what's up.
All right.
I'm performing that down Sheep Ride, too.
All right.
Definitely that. And when y'all hear that knock, I'm telling you that we're going to rock it. We're going to definitely rock that.
We can't wait. So what I'm going to do right now, ladies, I want you ladies right now to tell JD exactly how you feel about this song. You know, do you like this song? Do you think it's a quick? Whatever you think. So I want you right now to press the number one so we can get this thing started, all right? All right. Area code 919-806. Tell JD exactly how you feel about her music.
I've never heard of you before. Mm-hmm. But that song is really, like, really making me want to look you up so I can listen more. Because it's like, I'm loving that song. Like, I'm singing it in my head. Like, and I'm a femme. So I'm like, oh, my God, I love a sexy female with some swag. Like, you don't even got to be a lesbian. Like, I love swag. So for you to come up with this song and... Like you said, it's really not just a lesbian song. Like, some straight females can rock this song.
Right.
Like, I'm loving it.
I appreciate that.
Yes, great job. Keep it up. Like, I'm so, yes, I think I'm about to look you up because I'm loving that song.
That's what's up. You can look me up on SoundCloud, the song on SoundCloud, under JD Polo.
Okay.
And you'll see the rest of the stuff I got up there.
All right, cool. I'm going to do that because I'm loving that song.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All
right. All right, thank you for supporting. Do not go anywhere. The topic will be up in a few minutes, okay?
All right.
All right. Area code 804-475. Tell JD exactly how you felt about that song. Area code 804-475.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Hey, Titus.
Hello.
Titus.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your sister.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You get on my nerves, whatever. Hey, JD.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I'm good.
That's
I'm Casey's wife. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Casey's wife.
I am a big fan of yours.
For
I
real?
Love that song that you and I think it's Dookie.
Uh-huh.
I think the one y'all did about the polos.
Oh yeah, the polo song.
Girl, that is the best song. I be jamming to that. I'm sorry, I do, and I'm not really a big hip hop fan.
Right.
But I cannot wait to meet you and see you at Shepra. I'm so excited, and I love that song that y'all just played. It was like,
you did.
It was like,
I appreciate it. I can't wait to meet you, neither. I definitely appreciate that.
I cannot wait. It was really hot. And it is an honor to actually speak with you. And I think everything that you're doing for the community is so good. And I can't wait to see more of your work.
All right. Thank you.
So good night, guys.
Good night.
Go to bed.
Bye.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. No,
you're good.
Right?
That's wifey.
Yeah, that's why she definitely support, man.
All right, that's what's up.
Unless she like you, it's some real stuff, all right?
That's
you
good.
Know how them
dog. Yeah, if she like you, you the ish.
You ain't got no.
I appreciate that, though. I definitely appreciate that.
All right, so we're going to check out our area code 770-865. Talk to JD.
Hello, JD. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Hello, Casey and Teddy. How are you guys?
Hello. How are you?
Hey, JD. Oh, my God. I am loving your song.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I am a huge fan of music just in general, and I like good music, and I really appreciate hip-hop that I can understand. So thank you very much. It was really, really good. Thank you very much. I was like, oh, my God, I know everything she's saying. That's so cool. Because sometimes I'd be like, what the hell? So you did really good. And I really appreciate the fact that we have serious, serious, seriously talented people in our community who are doing things to break down barriers. That need to be broken down. So I definitely support you, and I am encouraging you to never, ever, ever stop. Do what you need to do because your voice needs to be heard. That was very, very hot.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. look me up on Facebook and follow me.
I just followed you already, sweetie. I already took you up. that's done. I already did that. You got a new follower. You'll see me. I'm out there.
All right, that's what's up.
You have a fan now, so keep it up.
And thank you for calling, and I appreciate all your support.
All right, no problem. I'm going to stay on the line, Casey and Katie, okay?
Okay, you better stay on the line.
You
better be there when
we talk. I got you. All right, good night.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else who would like to talk to JD, do not be scared to call the JD. He's not gonna buy.
Don't be scared.
Here comes 804-562. I'm scared for what she gonna say to you.
Oh Lord. What is it?
Oh girl, how you doing?
I'm gonna start calling from another number so you don't know who I am.
Right.
How you doing, JD? How you doing? Hi, KC and Teddy.
Hey girl.
I like your song. At first I couldn't. I had to listen to it a little bit. I'm gonna be honest with you, but I like what you had to say. And I like the way you explained it. Where you got it from? How you came up with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that made me rock with it even more. Shout out to She's On, because it's so many talented people that I didn't know about until I, you know, started listening to the radio show. So I like it though. It was a nice song.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
So, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at She Pride.
Yes. I'm looking forward to being there. And I appreciate you taking the time to embrace it and giving it a closer listen to like it.
Yeah, because I'm critical.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm one of them. If you don't give me at the first line, I'm going to stop, but... You know, I'm glad I did listen to it because I liked it, and I like what you had to say, and I like the way you came up with it, and I like it. It was nice.
I appreciate that. Miss Critical, can I call you that?
Oh, I got a new name, KC, you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a new nickname. Miss Critical. We need people like you because we got to try to please everybody. Everybody not going to like everything.
Yeah.
So you got to try to do something to please these type of people and the next. So I'm all for it. I appreciate your honesty, too.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was that many talented lesbians in the community until I started listening to, every night there's something new on this radio station. So, I'm really enjoying myself. And I got something else to do now. I got something else to listen to besides the same old Power 92 106, you know.
That's
something I can look up and listen to. So you're gonna get a friend request from me tonight. I'm gonna listen to you. I'm gonna look for more.
You got that? Just SoundCloud JD Polo, and I will pop right up. I got probably like 19 tracks on there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, all right.
Great. All right. So JD, definitely what I wanted to do before we let you go. I want you to tell all your fans, you got some new fans tonight. There's just no doubt.
That's what's up.
Got some new fans. So definitely what I want you to do, I want you to tell each and every one of these beautiful young ladies how they can get in contact with you via social network, your booking agency, anything that, you know, to bring them closer to you. All right, so you can get contact with me on Facebook under JD Polo, which is JAYDEEPOLO. You can also contact me on Twitter, which is JD Polo, and that's all one word, JYDEEPOLO. And I'm on Reverb Nation also at JD Polo. And what else? You can, you can hit Varsity ENT. For Twitter to book me, or you can just contact me or to shout me an email, jdzl82@gmail.com or jdbooking@varsity. So either way, just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and if you follow me on Twitter, just tweet me so I know, you know, who you are, because I got a lot of followers on Twitter, and I just want to, you know, be sure that I give you the attention that you need
And I just appreciate all you guys just giving me the chance to reach your ears and reach your hearts and just, you know what I mean, supporting me. And I'm going to just do my best to keep y'all entertained and keep the music coming at y'all. So just look me up on them social networks. Knock on the door, I'm going to let you in.
All right now.
And Casey and Teddy, I appreciate, you know what I mean, y'all giving me the opportunity to get my music out there. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come down Virginia. And all I can do, I'm just put on a good-ass show for y'all. I'm going to get y'all me. And we just going to keep in contact, keep networking, keep building this up, and just taking off. Taking off.
That's all we want from you, baby. We just want you. We want you. We don't want the people, you know what I'm saying? We don't want you trying to be nobody else. We don't want you trying to take nobody else's lyrics. We want to know who J.E. is. And that's exactly who you're showing us. And, you know, I can't see. I really appreciate you. Like, I told you that about 30 times a night. But, you know, I really, just like Area Code 770 said, you know, I'm getting up there age. And don't get me twisted. The and baby, bring your back over and shoot your booty out. You know, that stuff is cool.
Right.
But, you know, I'm up in age. You know, I'm 22, you know, sometimes.
Don't lie.
No, I'm doing it.
I'm 22.
But y'all know what I'm saying. Everybody that's 25 for 10 years, y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get up of age, when you get around that 21, 25 age, you know, it's like it's time to do better with our life. And you can't do better with your life listening to music that's not going to get you better. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So by you, you know, like everybody said, they can. They was up. Lord, I'm funk with it. Lord, I'm excited. Sorry, ladies.
Oh,
by you giving us lyrics that we can understand and we still can bounce with it, you know, I appreciate it.
Right.
Because I'm sad. You know, I love Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. And I love Nicki Minaj. Okay. But sometimes it's just like, I'll be like, what? Did you say yada yada do? I like, I don't understand what she's saying sometimes. And, you know, you really can't embrace an artist if you don't know what the artist is talking about.
Exactly.
So I embrace you, and I'm definitely going to support you. And when you come down here for She Fries 2012 in August, you're going to come home. I don't want you to say I'm a stranger in this town. No, you're not, because right now you just made official. You're coming home, okay?
That's what's up. I'll be home in August.
That's right. That's what I want to hear.
I appreciate that.
All right.
What's up? Right.
My home is your home, GD,
eh? That's what's up. Same here. Come to Baltimore. I got you.
All right. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how the community is supposed to come together and embrace each other, man. It's too short. Life's too short for all that.
It is. It definitely is.
You know, but
we making an impact, though.
Right.
They going to learn today.
Again, they
gonna
learn what?
I said they gonna learn today.
Hey, like how you said that with some emphasis.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. She's on radio. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I definitely will see you in August.
All right. See you in August. Keep in touch via internet.
All right, internet. Hey, when we get out of bottom.
Huh?
So when we get out the phone, I'm going to go ahead and give you my connect, all right?
All right, babe.
All right. Yeah, all have right. A good night.
You too.
But I do have a caller that I think want to speak. Area code 254. You can talk to us right now before we go into the topic.
Hey, Casey. What's up? It's here.
Hey, yeah. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good. I'm about to go and help. So I was just calling before I leave.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for the support. That means a lot to us if you go radio.
All right. We're going to have a good show.
All right. You too, sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, ladies. Tonight's show is pretty much a fan topic. You know, I love hearing what you ladies want to talk about, what's going on in your thoughts and what's going on in your brain. tonight's show is definitely going to be based upon.
Don't do it.
How do you ladies, matter of fact, tell you, how do you feel about Samuel girlfriend? I'm a fan with a wig on lace front, you know what I'm saying? Hey, boo, you feel me? And,
yeah.
And I got a best friend, right? Okay. And me and you together, we about to get married, whatever the case may be, and you decide that you want to go plump down on my best friend. You know, do you think that's right for the best friend to try to sneak and date her best friend's lover? Is that okay?
Say that one more time so I can get my thoughts together. Repeat that one more time. I want to make sure I get my thoughts together for this one.
Exactly. Okay, the question is, let me rephrase it again. Is it okay for a best friend, your best friend, to sneak behind your back and have sex with your lover? Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. That's crossing the line. That's a line you bet not cross with me. Because if I find out if I'm with somebody and my best friend goes behind my back and tries to sleep with my girl, it's going to be a problem.
Okay. So how do you feel that one should handle that situation? Should they retaliate or?
I'm not going to necessarily retaliate. It's simple. I'm going to talk to my so-called best friend and put her in her place. And she's no longer going to be my best friend. And I learned a valuable lesson. Don't bring everybody around your girl. Because you can't trust everybody. I mean, you can trust people up to a certain extent. But when it comes to your lady, screen who you're going to bring around her.
Right.
Because that person that you bring around her might try her. And you're not just saying your lady going to try to, you know, holler back. But you just got to watch the company you keep.
Okay. Well, I really do I agree with that situation. I just feel like, okay, first of all, my friend's not going to be around my boo anyway. That's just point blank, period. And if they are around her, I'm with her. Okay?
Right.
I feel like I'm not going to sit there and say I'm not going to let my girlfriend be around my friends because I want my girlfriend to meet my friends, especially myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want her to meet my friends. I want my friends to be able to get to know my girlfriend, get to know who the woman is that I am loving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, see, I think a lot of women must do a lot of things that shouldn't happen. You know, okay, for what? There are a lot of ladies that will go to the bathroom, know that their best friend is a slut. Excuse my French. Know their best friend is a slut. And will allow their boo to sit there with her for a couple of minutes, a couple of hours without her. Knowing that this is what the best friend likes to do on a living. This is her job, taking other people's
money. Right.
Well, and you actually let her sit there and, no, If I know my best friend could be a slut or whatever, I'm tired of what I'm saying. I keep on saying these words. But if I know my best friend is like that, ladies, if you know your best friend is like that, keep her away from your woman, okay? Your man, the straight lady that might be listening, your man, your woman, keep them away from the pride because misery loves company. When one is miserable and you know they are miserable, those are the people that you do not need to have your significant other around, whether they are your friend or not, because everyone is not meant to be your friend.
That's what
Everyone you bring into your life as your best friend, most of them have an agenda, baby, okay? And
right.
That agenda is to make you miserable and bring you down to where they are. So when you...
company you keep. That's all I'm going to say. Just watch the company you keep.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open, your ears open. Because you don't never know who or what that person, what their mind frame is or what's on their to-do list. Like, I'm going to get her girl or I'm going to get his dude or whatever the case may be. You got to watch the company you keep.
That's right. Watch them hard. And,
watch them like a hawk. Shit.
But then you know what, though, Teddy? There are some ones that are fools.
Right.
There are some ones that you will never see this coming. Those are the ones that are very quiet. The situation could be funny, and they do a little slight giggle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the little sneaking ones. Y'all gotta watch out for the ones that this your best friend. You get a new boo, and she stopped calling for a while. Every time you call her, she don't answer the phone. You better watch your boo, okay?
Those ones,
you gotta stay out there. They're on the prowl. There are a lot of thirsty women out there, and look. Especially if your woman is a good woman, she's taking care of you, the baby, and the kids, and the puppy. You better watch your friends, cause your friends
better watch them. They're gonna try to take them.
Yes. Don't no good stud take care of no puppy, no kids. Okay.
Right.
They don't take care of the puppy and the kids. All right.
I'm the dog and everything.
Yeah.
If they little Yorkie puppies, I'm somebody, you know, walking the dog. Picking up the poop and whatnot. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, you already know they don't watch most. And most lesbians, for real, you got a lot of lesbians that do like people with kids. But there's a whole. I think the majority, you know, they don't usually date women with kids. But and if you find one that love you for your kids, love you for your puppy. Love you if you don't have a job. You better watch that.
It's like this. The kids come with the female. If you don't accept the kids, you can't accept the female. Like in my case, I got two. You know, I'm gonna stop you before you talk about it. I made a sacrifice the other day. Wore a skirt and everything for my baby girl. And people coming at me saying, oh, my God, Teddy, you in a skirt? What the hell? Did you fall and bump your head? I'm like, no. That's the sacrifices you do, you know, for your kids or whatnot. And some females need to take heed. Come on now. I came out of my comfort zone, bro.
But there's not a lot of women that will accept that. If you find a woman that will accept, everything that you got going on in your life, those are the women that you be not keeping around your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just real. You don't keep those type of women around your kids. You don't keep them around your boo. And you definitely
right.
I don't care, man. The best friend.
They won't even be around them.
Point blank period. Pretty much, women that are miserable don't need to be around your boo, and you need to watch your boo. Okay. Best friends sometimes aren't your best friends, and you need to watch the couple that you keep. I am going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to ask Ms. 770 again, what is your input on the best friend sleeping with the best friend's lover? Talk to me.
Okay. So, Casey, you know I think I'm your oldest follower. And because I am, I have to let you know, the older you get, the less patience and tolerance you have for foolishness and bullshit, that's some bullshit. I have never been a fan of my friends being friends with my partner. I've never played that game at all, ever. And I also have very, very, very few select friends. I learned that through life. Through life, period. If any of my friends, and I can name them on four fingers, if any of one or two of them are guys, we can't count them, and they're gay, so we can't count them. But if those two heifers ever cross that line, that's a wrap. That's like a total wrap. As far as you have to retaliate on it, I don't have time for all those games. I don't play that. What I will do is send you all a housewarming gift, a wedding gift, whatever it is, because there's going to be a departure. It's going to be an end of the friendship. It's going to be an end of the relationship. I'm not going to do a whole bunch of talking. It's just going to be understood that shit wasn't cool and this is over. I just don't have tolerance for that at all. But that's just like, no. No. Don't call my girl to come pick you up if you're standing on the side of the road. Don't get my girl's number. Don't ask her. Don't be her Facebook friend. I don't play those games. I don't. No.
No, that's right.
And I'm selfish. My friends are my friends. My girl is my girl. I don't share.
You're not supposed to.
No, I don't. So, no, that's no negative. Oh,
not
hell
supposed.
No. I'm getting pissed off thinking about it.
No.
No. Got my blood pressure up.
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Not at all. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't I'm on a little high and bad, that's enough. That's all me, you know. But not sitting up in that room without me in the room, I don't play that.
But my girl knows if we're somewhere, and, like, my crew is around, and I trust, I really do, I trust the friends that I have. But when I exit, your ass is right there. And the same with me. When I go somewhere with her friends and she exits, I'm leaving. I'm not sitting around talking to you for what?
Right.
It's not what I do. No. No. Oh, hell no.
I know that's
So that's my 2 cents.
Give her 3 and 4. Give her 3 and 4. No, I think
she got 2 5. We're going to give her 5.
Okay, yeah, that's too much. You're welcome.
Come in 77. Now, let me ask another question. How do you feel about the toys in the bedroom? You know, is that a necessity, or could you do without the strap on and the anal beads and stuff like that?
You just had my mind switch gears, like, real quick.
Oh, yeah,
hold
we
on.
Random over here.
Look, and I'm ADD, I'm old, dealing with a lot of stuff. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I got to shift my mind. I am a fan of all things sexual.
Right.
And in saying that, I welcome anything that my partner wants to try, anything that we want to bring into the bedroom, I'm game. But it's not a necessity because I can have sex with her without touching her. I can have fun with her, just me and her and my skin on her skin. But I'm also open to all of that other stuff coming in. You know what I mean? But you don't have to do all that because it's going to be good without it. But I'm okay with all of that. I'm okay with all of that. Sometimes I like all of that and more. But,
okay.
You know,
ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
Me and her. Yeah. Toys are fun. Toys are fun when you were a kid. Of course they're fun now, you know.
Let me find out.
So is it a necessity for you guys?
No, not really.
Go ahead, say
the talk. No, not for me. I mean, it's fun, but me personally, I don't need them.
Okay. What about you?
Me being KC, okay? Me being KC.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. You already know. You shouldn't have asked me. Yeah. sex toys. Food, like you said, toys was wonderful as a child. Why can't they be wonderful as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm not into the anal beads. Do not bring anything beady around my booty, okay?
Good on like it till you try it. I'm just saying.
Look, let me tell you something. I had an ex put her finger near my hole one time in the back. And I'm not even going to tell you tonight what I almost did to her, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah, I don't do around my booty hole like it's okay for the, you know, the salad toss, and I can do that. I just, there's something weird, something is like no about bees and booty. That's not cute.
Baby said bees and booty. That baby said bees.
Cute. Yeah, bees and booty do not go together. You know, tongue and booty is okay, but bees and booty, I don't know. That just sounds like something is not going to go right. You know, something serious is definitely not in the picture for this situation. Not for me pine apples. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you. But toys are fun. If it's going to bring some excitement, bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Well, Teddy likes it. What do you like?
Look, it's not a necessity, but hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, Teddy, you like toys? You know, speaking from a stud, like I want to know a stud's point of view on the anal beads. Do you like anal beads?
Nothing's supposed to go in. Stuff supposed to go out. That's all I'm gonna say on that one. Don't make me have nightmares. Next.
I know, just thinking about it, right? Just like, oh,
no, God, can we talk about something else now?
Oh, my God, you guys. No, oh, my God, I am tripping right now.
I'm not knocking nobody. I'm definitely a pleaser. Don't get me twisted. I'm definitely a pleaser. I like to please, you know. But there's certain pleasing that I just don't do. And that's the only thing that I don't do is the booty and the bees. I don't do the bees and the booty. I just don't do
that's
that.
A no-no.
I don't do the strap. I don't do it inside of me, but I will bend someone over. I will bend my wife over in a heartbeat, baby. It is what it is. Let it go. But she's not going to stick that man-made piece of steel in me.
Because,
oh,
I'm
gonna have nightmares tonight, Jesus.
But I am definitely a fan of penetration, so I am okay. I'm so okay with that. Now my partner would that wouldn't even be an option. That just wouldn't even be an option. I have no desire to do that to somebody. Like, which is probably why I can never date a femme, because I'm like so not interested in doing any of that. At all.
Right.
No. It works for us.
X-rated conversation.
Teddy, are you okay?
I'm good. I'm good over here.
Well, you guys rock.
I might need a hug. After a while.
I guess you did.
She's a little too young for this conversation, man. She's a little too young for this.
I'm not young. Come on now. I ain't afraid to say my age.
She don't know about the bees in the booty. She don't know about that.
No, hell no. I don't want to know.
How old are you, Teddy?
I'll be 29 next month.
I'm about to hang up this phone. Oh, Jesus.
I'm not a baby.
Oh, Lord, Similac. I can't take it. Y'all had a 16-year-old the other night. Not 29. It's too much.
That was too much.
That
was a whole other story.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that I was mad at the situation. I was kind of the thing I was mad at is about the father, you know, allowing her to go to a strip party or have a strip party at 16. The point that she was 16 years old, you know, on tonight would have been okay. But you see what I'm saying? Because there are certain topics that we do talk about that could really – empower get her ready for the future. But that one was not the night for her to be there. I understand.
So I got something to say on that one. I got a 13-year-old. I'd be damned if she asked me to have a exotic dance at her part. I'd be devilish, right?
Oh, my God. I'm thinking, like, for you to go to your dad, first of all, for you to think that it was okay to go to your dad, and then for him to entertain it to the point where y'all had a conversation about it, that just was way too call child protective service for me. Like, that just was way too weird.
Right.
I
can see if she was maybe 18. Like, 18, okay.
Yeah, 18.
Mm-hmm. She's still, like, you know, Similac going on her ear, her butt. She just, you know, with Similac all over her breath. And I just don't feel like, you know, and I really salute, you know, King Kale. Shout out to King Kale.
Oh, definitely.
For really saying, hey, I don't feel comfortable with dancing in front of you. Like, I really support her for that and really, that really did touch me.
Oh, yeah. And my respect level for her went through the roof for that. Like, seriously. Yes. I was already thinking she was just really cool the way she handles her business separate from her daughter. But that, like, totally took my respect level for her through the roof, because that was right on point. She handled that perfectly.
Right.
And now here goes Teddy, 29. Jesus, too much.
I'm not a baby. I'm grown, damn it.
I'm a grown baby, damn it.
I'm a grown baby, man. Shoot.
tell my mama.
I love you. I love you.
Like, I ain't had similar, like, when I was a baby. I had Enfamil. I had that good stuff. You know.
All right now. All right now.
Shoot.
All right.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We need this laugh as well, you know what I'm saying? So we thank you for coming on and talking to us. Do not go anywhere, do you hear me? I got another
I'm
call
here.
Of it. Don't go nowhere. And you have a good one. Thanks for support.
All right, Ellie.
All right. If you do want to talk to me and Teddy about anything, any advice you need to ask, it could be problems you're going through with your relationship. It could be just a question you want to know the answer to. Anything
right.
goes on She's On Radio. I do have a caller. She is anonymous. So, Miss Anonymous, talk to us.
Not a miss, it's a he.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Okay, you've got in your description, what do you think about women that have sex with the best friend, lover behind the back? Is this action okay? Is there actually
what?
A debate about this?
Is there a debate about this?
Yeah, is there really a debate about that type of behavior?
I mean, some people, on the real thing, so I think some people do like to do that. You know, so
I know they like to do it, but do you think, are there people who condone that?
I wouldn't condone it, no. I don't think it's right. But there are some sick people out there that think it is.
They think it's okay. Well, you're right, they're sick. So I just wanted to say that. How can you have a friend? How can you have sex with your best friend's lover? How freaking stupid is that?
Yeah, it definitely got to be extra stupid. That's real extra stupid.
Has anybody come on the air and said that it's okay?
No, we haven't heard it yet. But.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what I wanted to say. I think it's stupid. I think it's low. I think if you found out that your best friend was having sex, I think if both of you were having sex, let me see. Your best friend, the best friend's lover. I think if the best friend found out, I think she should give her friend a real beatdown.
Yes, WWF style.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no being saved by the 8 count, the 10 count, or by the bell.
Right.
All right. Okay. So, all right, I'll let you guys go back to what you're doing.
Thank you for the support.
Okay.
All right.
Bo, what's up?
Oh, Lord. How you call 919-806? Tell us exactly how do you feel about the woman, about friends having sex with her best friend, lover. Talk to us.
I actually had to deal with that at one point in time in my lifetime. And the person that did it to me, like, she was supposed to be my best friend, like, friends since elementary school and whatnot, like, just tight. And, like, I felt betrayed, and I felt like, damn, really? You would really do that? Like, really? So, I mean, it kind of hit home with me for this, like, this topic. But
mm-hmm.
when it happened to me, like, I was so shocked and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, like, I let you live with me. I took you in when nobody wanted you. But yet, you go behind my back and you sleep with my girl. And then I was also mad at my girl for actually letting this happen. Because I'm like, damn, we supposed to be together. You supposed to know, like, first of all, you're supposed to let me know if my best friend is coming at you in that type of way. Like, you're supposed to right off the bat, bae, so-and-so, did this, and, like, I just want to let you know, type, because that's your duty. But when it happened, I'm not going to lie, I went completely off. Like, I went WWE, freaking, I went bananas on
mm-hmm.
both of them. So, like, that's something you just don't do, because you never know. Like, first of all, you shouldn't do that to people because you wouldn't want it to happen to you.
Right.
So why would you do that? And second of all, hold on back. And second of all, like, I don't know, it's like, it's just something you just don't do type stuff. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
But
I
also,
now, go ahead.
No, what did you say?
No. You go ahead.
No, it's a question I have.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, as you can see, I did just answer the phone call to my girlfriend, my current girlfriend. And, like, this is the first time I talked to her in, like, a few weeks.
Right.
And me, I guess you can say, well, I'm not clingy, but I am lovey-dovey, and I love talking to my girl. Like, I love just being able to send her a text every morning, be like, good morning, babe, hope your day is lovely, blah, 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 like, and, like, that's just me. And, like, she texted me, like, a good few weeks ago, and she told me she wanted to see me, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, I call her. I'm like, okay, like, when you trying to meet up? I come to you. You don't got to come to me. I come to you. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to call you back in a little bit. I'm kind of busy right now. So I'm like, all right, cool. Set up all night. No phone call. Next day, no phone call. No text, no none of that. I text her. I'm like, what happened? No text, no phone call, no none of that. And then out the blue, you want to call me? Talking about something, you miss me, you want to see me type stuff. It's been like a good few weeks.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You said that is your current girl?
Yes, my current girl.
Why is she your current girl? Okay, so 2 weeks. I know it could be a good answer for that. But I want to know why is she still given the privilege of being your girlfriend, you know, someone. I know you're beautiful because you're God's creation, so I know you're a beautiful woman. So why does it take her 2 weeks to call you, for one? Why does it take her 2 weeks to call you, for two? And why did she leave you, a beautiful woman, hanging? And instead of just saying, boo, I can't do it tonight, let's get up another night, which would have been the great response or the great thing to say, when you can't make it, you know. And question number five, why is she still your current girlfriend?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about that because we have been dating for a good year or so and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wouldn't say I love her. Like, I'm not in love with her, but I have mad love for her. So it's like she's been there for me through, like, all of my trying to find myself ways, and like, it's ridiculous. Like, she's been there. So I mean, I can't really answer that question really, but I am, like, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, hell no, this is like, that's some shady shit. Like, I would never do that. Like, something is behind that. And then the excuse she gave me was so, I'm so not liking that excuse at all. So I really can't answer that question. Like, she literally told me, like, okay, she was like, babe, I'm sorry, I was busy. Like, I had to watch my nieces and nephews, and my charger broke, so I couldn't call you, and I was stuck in the Bronx, blah, 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 blah. Hell no. If I'm supposed to be your girl, you're supposed to, like, at least call me from another phone, because that's what I do. If, like, right now, my phone is messed up now, but I will still shoot your text, or I will still shoot you a call and whatnot. I don't even have to use my phone. I can use my freaking, one of my friend's phone, because you're supposed to be my girl. Like, come on now. Anything could have happened to me, and you're not calling me, you're not answering my texts. Anything could have happened to me, and then you finally call me or something like that, and something that happened to me. You all look real stupid. So, like, I'm still kind of confused about this. Like, I'm feeling some type of way.
Okay. Number one, why is she still your girlfriend? Why are you still referring to her as your girlfriend? Why did you even answer the phone when she, your girlfriend called you? And number four, why do, because I hope you don't believe that she haven't called you in 2 weeks, 2 weeks because her phone charges. If she's in a bar, she got money, so she could have easily went down to Family Dollar and got a $5 charge. I know. She could have went down to Family Dollar because everybody has, every state, country, everything, got some type of dollar store, Walmart or something, got them $5 charges, okay? You can't tell me it ain't the truth because I'm always going to get one, okay? I love them $5 charges. All right? Most people that have friends, they have smartphones now. Most smartphones carry the same charger. Now, that little U, not the big USB cord, but the little one, the little skinny one, most everybody's phone now got that charger. So I want to know, do you really actually believe this woman? I mean, 2 weeks, come on now. She's not, you're thinking about her, but I'm trying to say, like, she took too much thinking about you because she would have found a way, baby. Even if it was a bum off the street with a phone, she would have found a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, like, okay, like, I hear what you're saying, like, I really do, like, I feel the same way and whatnot, but it's like, I guess you could say I kind of want to know, like, really what the fuck was going through her head that she just could not pick up the phone and call me or text me, something like that. Like, to be honest with you, probably about, I'm going to give her to, like, 12:30. And I'm going to just call it quits. Like, I just really want to give her enough time to tell me, like, at least come up with some type of excuse that's good enough and tell me, like, why it took you, like, a good 2 weeks to call me. And then, oh, my God, and then the trick had a nerve to ask me, could she come pick me up because she's horny.
Really?
Really? If I'm supposed to be your girl, why are you just now calling me type of stuff? Because, like, I'm going to lay it out like that. I can honestly say I'm addicted to sex. I love sex. Like, I'm one of them girlfriends that you come in the house, I'm butt naked, baby, let's go type stuff. So, like, it's nothing to me. All you got to do is pick up the phone, babe. I'm horny. But they bought, I'm on my way. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm horny, too. So why is it taking you 2 weeks or more to call me to even check on me? And then when you do finally call me, you want to, babe, can I come pick you up because I'm horny? What? Who does that?
She's really making studs look bad.
She's really making studs look bad. Like, seriously, like, she's one of those studs that I think about when I meet other studs. Because I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm so in love with studs. Like, that's all I look for is studs. And, like, I've been in so many bad relationships that I kind of really don't give other studs chances or them to even come at me in a relationship type of way, even friends, because I've been hurt so many times. And then have to deal with this BS when you so-called say you love me, so-called say you're my girl type stuff. Like, who does that?
I'm going to tell you something. You can't base every stud like the one you was with or are with, because we are all not the same. We are totally different people. And you're right. She giving the good ones like myself a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
If she ain't called you in 2 weeks, and she called you and said she horny, she should have told her whoever the hell you was with, go ask them, you know, to do the damn thing, because you ain't getting it from me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to put yourself out there like that. It's somebody out there that'll treat you way better than she treating you.
Well, I think the problem she's struggling with is that I think, just to make a long story short, I'm thinking that pretty much you just don't want to let go because you really are feeling this woman a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tell you to leave this woman. I'm sorry if I did. I just, you know, was thinking about who I am, what I would have done. Everybody does things differently. What I will tell you is, you know, this is a situation that only you can fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to also tell you to not settle for more than you are worth. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that if you are going to stay with this woman, I think that maybe it's time when you do put out the ultimatum. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person, I feel like, look, either it's going to get fixed or I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person to say stuff like that. So, I mean, it can work for you. I mean, you can really show her that you are serious. Because, I mean, everybody mess up. Everybody go through things. You never really know. I'm sorry that I did, that I was thinking it kind of was something similar to my old relationship. I'm sorry. But, I'm not going to, you know, tell a woman that loves someone to leave them, because that's the only thing that anybody can ever tell anybody to do. But
mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. You need to, I don't know if you know, I'm going to just be real. Let go and let God in this situation. Let go of all your hurt, all of your pain, all of your struggles with this woman, and just put in God's hand and let him show you the way. You know what I'm saying? And you'll get that answer, because you're going to wake up one day and be like, man, I'm done, or man, I'll make it work. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be, it's going to definitely come to you in your dream. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to tell you to just do you, and if you really love this woman, make it work. Or either she is not, because it takes two to tango,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if she's not putting in as much work as you are putting in, that's something that you got to look at, you know? And either she's going to get it right, or you going to have to tell her what it is, you going to make your decision. You get what I'm saying? But make sure, like you said, you let her explain to you what's going on, and then you make a decision. You know, look, you know your own happiness, you know. You know what you want to do with your life. You know who you are in your life, and you know what to do. So I don't think you are crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know what you want to do.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Like, I'm taking everything you guys have said and keeping it in my mind so I can make my decision. Like I said, this really doesn't feel right for me, so I'm going to give her a chance. Dang, she only got a few minutes left, and I'm not playing about that whole 12:30 thing. So, yeah.
All right, so this is what you do. You let the woman, you find out what's going on, you come out and she's on radio, and you let us know. We want to know what you decide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, you have a nice day. You have a nice night for that.
All right.
All right. Ladies, if you are on the line right now and you do want to talk to us, press the number one. We really, really, really would love to talk to you.
Yes.
Anything you're going through, you need advice, you can even come on here and say, hey, Casey, hey, Teddy, whatever. We want to talk to you.
How
right?
y'all doing?
All right. Hey, Coach 310, talk to us. Hello, are you called 310-775?
There you go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how y'all ladies doing?
Okay, before we get started, I just want to get... Hello?
Yeah,
hello,
we
can you hear me?
It's two of us on the phone.
Okay. Oh, my name's Jen. So,
Hi, Jen.
Hello to you. This is my first time calling in. And to that caller that just got off the line, if they are still listening... I got lost after the first second, after all the likes. I'm sorry, because that's game. And so I'm
yeah.
28 years old, and I just got out of a damn near 10-year-long relationship. So when somebody gives you the runaround and, you know, you're trying to call them and they're going to answer your phone call, that should just send off signals right there, in my opinion,
right.
Because, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, if we're supposed to be in this committed relationship, there should be some type of open lines of communication. And if I'm reaching out and I'm not getting anything back in return, then that should tell you something. You know what I'm saying? So that right there.
Go ahead, Jen.
So that right there should just send all types of red flags right there. And if she's only calling you because she wants to have sex, then that should tell you something. Like, come on now. That right there, just things aren't adding up. I'm sorry. So she's being around. Sorry, next caller, but she's being around.
you know what I'm saying, she's not fully telling the whole story, and I just find loopholes because she's just telling mm-hmm. what she has done. Like, come on, it's a two-way street.
Right. Okay, I just want to see y'all real quick because I don't really do all that talking. KC, is KC on the line?
Yeah, it's KC.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Hennessy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I finally got through. Yeah. I just want to give you mad props for what you're doing. I'm following you, you know, 100% on all, you know, what you do. I didn't know you was on the air every day, Monday through Friday. Is that true?
Yeah. That is definitely true.
That's what's up. Now, who's online tonight? Because I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on, but we just kind of heard, you know, the combo.
We did have J.D. Polo. She's a lesbian hip-hop artist.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah,
well, my co-host on the line, too, Teddy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's up, Teddy?
Not much. I'm just over here
chillaxing. Yeah, I feel you. I'm at work. About to get off in a minute. But yeah, on a note about best friends sleeping with best friends and all lovers and stuff.
Right.
Y'all know that's taboo, man. That's just off limits. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying? But everybody ain't got morals, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. The game is like it's back to the little lady that was on the line before. It's like a person gonna only do to you what you allow them to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's real talk. You feel me? If you allow a female to disrespect you, you know what I'm saying? She talking about 2 weeks? Like, for real? Come on, man. Lose the number. Matter of fact, she should have called. When she called her, she should have had the dial tone where it said, doo-doo-doo-doo, number you have reached is not in service. You feel me?
That's right.
That's the game. Real talk. Come on. Love is, we all know that. Love is, ain't none, no part of that. And the only reason I'm speaking tough on it because I just came out of a 8-year relationship and we had a baby together. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of games out there. Our world is small but yet large. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I'm just trying to support everybody, what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, our world is very small but yet large. So it's like somebody going to be with somebody, you know what I'm saying, that you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still not, it don't make it right for BFFs to sleep if you a real BFF. You feel me? That's the whole deal if you real. You know what I'm saying? Because a real BFF ain't finna, it's off limits. I don't give a damn what you look like. You feel me?
That's why my BFFs are straight.
It don't matter, boo, they got a coochie. You feel me?
I understand. Yeah, I understand that. Because, I mean, I've been in that situation to where my BFF, well, one of my BFFs, she was more like a sister to me. You know, she was older than me, and she was like my sister. So I looked up to her more than anything because she's been in the game longer than I have. You know what I'm saying? So it was just the whole fact of, you know, I went out on a business trip, and I got back early. I'm about to go surprise my girl or whatever, come back, yada, yada, this and that. So I'm like, okay, she's not at the house. You know what I'm saying? We had a house together. She's not the house. So I'm like, okay, let me go to the bar that we hung out at. So I go to the bar. They both coming out out the bar. My best friend got a duffel bag in her hand, and they holding hands. So I'm just sitting there peeping the scene out like, oh, for real. Like, I come back out of business. You know what I'm saying? I see this. So, and it's crazy because when they saw me, like, she going to hand off her duffel bag to somebody else, and then they going to drop their hands as if I didn't already see them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy. Like, boundaries nowadays, you know, they get crossed. You know what I'm saying? And just like Anderson said, you know, nobody has morals. I'm not saying not every person, you know what I'm saying, in the community doesn't have it, but majority of them don't have morals, and they don't care. You know what I'm saying? People have feelings. And it's like,
it's a lot of good spirits out there. I'm gonna send that shout out real quick, tough, you know, real talk. And I'm not taking applications and then I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Just like the homie on the line, you know what I'm saying? Speaking for them, you know, real true studs, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of us out there, you know what I'm saying? But it takes, you know, a couple bad apples to make a bad name, you know. But once again, it's all about what a woman tolerates or allows another person to do to them. And that's in the straight or gay life. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? If you allow somebody to constantly keep on, and that, what's that thing called? That instinct that you get in your gut? You better follow that real talk.
I'm with it.
Real talk. I'm done talking. I said I was a little shy and all that, but, you know, I just got on the roll right there.
No, you definitely don't got to be shy coming on here, man. It's for you. Feel me?
Yeah, man, and I really appreciate this avenue, man, because you know what? It lit a light bulb. I was like, I'm kind of new to the, like, Twitter thing. I was on a vacation, you know what I'm saying, in the Bahamas, you know what I mean? And I got hooked up with the little Twitter thing and all that, and I'm like, the avenue that I see a lot of the LGBT, man, it's I salute all y'all. That's what y'all doing, all of y'all, for real.
Okay.
Thank you.
Before, and like I said, y'all doing y'all thing, and like I said, the homie, you know, linked me up. I'm just over at home cooking dinner, and you know what I'm saying? She took me up on the line. But anyways, like I said, I'm like her. I support anything within the LGBT community, you know, as long as it's positive, you know.
Right.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Okay. Talk to her.
He said, talk, man. Talk.
Uh-oh.
Hey, hello. She might have got her. She got a bootleg. Hey,
hello.
Y'all about to talk about
okay.
Your bootleg. Go on.
Listen, I'm going to call Apple then, okay? Okay, so, like I said, I just got out, like, a long relationship. And so, you know, I'm out there just not even looking. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just living my life because, like I said, I'm almost 20 years old. I was in a relationship since I was about 15. Okay, so anyways, my thing is, okay, I met this chick, this girl, whatever. I'm not a shallow type person to where looks in, you know what I'm saying? I don't look what's on the outside because what's in the inside matters. But anyways,
right.
I met this chick or whatever, and I don't know how to, like, conceive this thing because it's like today earlier she was texting me like, oh babe, how are you? I miss you, yada yada, this and that. We ain't got to that level.
Oh, okay.
Well,
my floor, okay.
Yeah, hello?
I got
stuff. Is she still on? I don't know.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm at work. My bad. I'm going to let y'all take that next caller, but I did want to give, you know, a shout-out, mad love to y'all for what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? And I support 100%.
We thank you,
sir.
Oh,
my God.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, bootleg. That's it. You ain't getting back on. There's another caller need to come in.
Huh?
Go on, Jen. Go. Say bye.
Oh, bye.
She can talk. Nobody
pressed
that one.
They said you could talk.
Okay.
Go on, talk. I'm sorry.
Nobody
I know that I'll be trying to get in, and I'll be hearing all them talking, and when they be talking, rattling, I'll be like, come on, take the call. Like my homegirl Jen, she had a hissy when my girl Kels was on Wait Till You See My Strap. Y'all never took the call.
Yeah. Listen, y'all got to understand, I'm about to drop Apple because y'all keep, man, phone keep going on me. But did y'all hear what I just said, or how much did y'all hear?
Yeah, we pretty much heard you just got out of a relationship. That's all we heard. That's
oh, damn. Cool. I was talking all that time? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, how do you tell, just long story short, how do you tell somebody that you just met that y'all ain't at that level of calling y'all babe and doing all that stuff like that, or, oh, I miss you? Because, honestly, she texted me today, and she was like, do you miss me? And I'm going to text back because I don't miss you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, come off rude, and I don't want to be an asshole. Like, but I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to mislead nobody or leave nobody on.
Right.
That's not my intention, because I don't want to get in a relationship. I'm trying to do me right now.
That's why. Right. That's what's up on me.
You know what I'm saying? So how do you, like, you know, not be, like, that timid person and just be like, well,
lay it on the table in the beginning, baby. Straight up.
Right.
Real
that's
talk.
That's in the beginning. Amen.
In the beginning, man. All that trying to wussy stuff and all
that. I know,
but
that's the thing. Like, we were just, it was just to the point to where I haven't even known this person a month. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do we get, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've rushed into things before, and you know what I'm saying, it lasted, like I said, 10 years. But it's just like, I'm not trying to be like that. And like I said, how do you say it?
Easy, just like that. Check this out, baby. I just got out of a long relationship. I ain't trying to be committed to nobody. I'm digging you. I'm digging you, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not even digging the person. That's the thing. I'm not digging the person.
Oh, well, then you tell them I'm not telling you like that. We could be friends. What's
right?
wrong with that? That's the problem. People scared to speak the truth. Y'all hear me out there?
Yeah, but this is Casey right here, and I've been in that situation plenty of times with the women. All I'm going to say is just like your homie said, look, you got to be real with these women, because women, and then for real, if she don't want to hear what you got to say, you might got to take other, you know, you got to do it another way. You might got to love.
Exactly. Yep.
And those are signs in the beginning anyway. Those are a sign of clinginess in the beginning. And that's up to you in the end if you want to deal with the woman that is clingy. You know, clingy can bring on bad stuff. You know, you don't want no zombies to hang. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess it's like she
even got, like, just overly comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm a very... very private person.
Look,
so I like
select. How private you are though in America right now? Not for.
Shut up. So I let like select people come to my house because you know I have a daughter and that's my main, you know, saying priority. That's I gotta protect her at all costs. You know.
Right.
So
exactly.
You know, off the whole thing, it's like okay, I would travel to somebody's house. That's something different. You know what I'm saying? My child's not with me. I'll go chill at your house, whatever. But as far as you coming to my house where my daughter has to lay her head, you know what I'm saying? I'm very leery about who comes to my house because, you know what I'm saying? Anybody could bring bad aura, you know.
Right.
But it's the thing about, like one instance, like she came over, you know what I'm saying? I had my daughter, my nieces, my nephews, you know, I was taking them to Chuck E. Cheese, you know. So she's like, okay, well, you know, I can, you know, meet y'all up there. And I was like, you know, she's like, I'll pay for them. I'm like, you know what, boo, like, you know, have to, you know what I'm saying, because I can hold my own, you know.
Right.
So, anyways, I was like, okay, fine, you want to come over, you want to come hang, whatever. So she comes, first thing that she brings with her is a duffel bag, as if she were to spend the night at my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-no. Not with my not with kids in the house, not with my daughter, not with my nieces, not with nothing. That's very disrespectful.
Was she on the bus stop or something?
No, she had drove from her house to my house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How she knew where I live baffles me. I think she done Googled some shit. Okay. So I was like, so when she got here, you know what I'm saying, in order to get in my complex, you have to buzz the thing. So I get a little call thing, and you know what I'm saying, I buzz down there, and the person's down there. But in long story short.
Yeah, you're going too long. Go ahead.
What? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, Hennessy, shut the hell up, okay? you interrupting. So anyway, she comes with the duffel bag, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So me, I'm the type of person, whatever's in my house, you bring your stuff in my house, that's my property too, because I'm going to look. But I'm going to tell you something. It was so disrespectful. Wow. Shut the hell up. I'm on the phone. Okay, anyways, so... I opened up her bag, and this is so disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I opened up her bag. Why was there a strap in her bag?
Oh, wow.
As if, like,
on her bag, though. Let me ask you. Let me rewind that. I'm sorry, y'all. I know, Casey, I'm sorry. I got to interrupt this one. Hold up. She was in violation probably for bringing the bag, but hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you want somebody to go in your purse when you go visit them?
Huh? What?
I said, I think you was in violation for going through the nigga purse, real talk.
Her
duffel bag, man.
No, listen. Listen, I am going to tell you the circumstances as to why.
Why?
Oh, shit, hold on.
Okay, I'm finna talk. Okay. What y'all think about what she just said, real talk?
Personally, first of all, we left it in my house. Hold on, Jay, I want to hear what the homie got to say. Go ahead. We just touched bases on this topic the other day about invading people's privacy. I feel like, regardless of whatever it is in her, I guess you said, like homie said, the purse.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever was in that purse was her business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Man. That was, you was in violation, Jen, for real. Real talk, man. That's like if a girl come over to the crib, and because she come, you know they coming with a purse. And most of y'all carry your little purses and shit. You come in with your purse, and you know, whatever, say you go in the balcony, you go in the bathroom or something. I'm going to look in your purse? Hell no. That's violation,
but listen,
man.
Okay, but listen. You let me finish while you was up there blabbing your mouth before you rudely interrupted me, okay?
Okay, go ahead. My bad.
Listen, like I said, he had it in my house. You know what I'm saying? Would you shut up and listen? She had it in my house. She had left to go downstairs to her car, and she asked me to go in. It's not like I just went in there.
Okay, but you didn't say that in the beginning, though, real talk.
Because you cut me off.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, so anyways, when she had left to go downstairs, she asked me to go in there. Now, see, that's the thing about it. Like, me and this chick, we're not on that level to where I'm not, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just, you're not going to. And then, sad thing about it, my nieces is 2 and 3. You know what I'm saying? So what if one of them had gone in the bag or something, you know, or anything like that, and they would have took that out or something and seen it? You know, somebody trying to FaceTime me. Hello.
Yeah.
So, like, that was my thing. Like, I felt like that was a total violation just to my own, you know what I'm saying, privacy, because of the fact that I had kids in the house. I don't do nothing around my daughter, my nieces, and nephew, only because of the fact that I don't want them exposed to certain things, you know?
Right.
But I don't know how we got on that subject. I'm sorry if I'm just...
And I know you're doing
them. Yeah, like I told you, this is your voice, sweetheart. So go ahead and speak to her. We listen.
Yeah, so that's what I'm just trying to say. Like, how do you, like... If, like I said, I'm, you know, a timid person, I guess. How do you just tell somebody to, like, stop them? Because I'm tired of changing my number. I'm sorry.
First of all, you shouldn't have to change your number for anybody in the first place, okay? There's a lot of apps out here now that will just handle the business for you. One particular, I don't know if you know of GoSMS. With that,
yeah, I heard of that.
What that will do, you send them to the blacklist, meaning you won't even know that they text you or call you. Plain as day. You won't even know. And, you know, sometimes you have to silence people. Yeah, silence people sometimes. You know, they just don't get it. Like, look, I just met you, player. You know what I'm saying? I just met you, like, how last night we was emailing each other in the night we married. I just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. You know, and,
What up, big guy? What up?
So, you know what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I just feel like, you got to tell, like, look, tell her or just be incognito, one or the other. Well, look, I'm trying not to be the devil's advocate over here.
That's
why I wanted to ask y'all, because this nigga here right here, I can ask her, because she an asshole too. So I just need to ask somebody that has, you know, just somebody outside the circle that don't know nothing about me or anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just, you know what I'm saying, just ask somebody straight out, like, what would I need to do? Because, I mean, now she know where I live. Not that I'm scared, you know what I'm saying, but still.
Did that ask?
Like,
and if she started acting crazy, go Wu-Tang on her ass, and if she still crazy after that, get the restraining order on her ass, and still crazy after that, you know what time it is. You feel what I'm saying? Because people that are on that stalk, that sound like she could be a stalker.
Right? Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to think, because, like, she texts me, like, freaking, who is trying to FaceTime me? Stop. Like she didn't, you know, yeah, text me, like, every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Are you going to come out here and see me? Or do you miss me? And... you know, all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't know you like that to miss you. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, oh, my gosh, okay, she said she missed me, so I miss her back. You know, I'm not that type. So that's why I'm just like, how do I just like I said, it stopped calling me. Stop my friend.
I mean, that is the right thing to say. I mean, you ain't got to say bitch, you know. But you can say it in your head while you're singing and stop calling me. You know what I'm saying? Because, I would say go incognito or just tell her, what the problem is and how you feel. Because she'll never know how you feel if you never tell her that she's being a pest. And that's going to continue to make her be a pest if she don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, in order to silence the pest, you got to let the pest know, like, look, you got to give it a warning, like, look, get your spray. If you don't stop this shit, I'm going to spray you straight up. That's how the bugs do. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you're going to have to handle that situation. Because it's going to continue to happen, and it sounds like if you ever know where you live at, that's not a key situation. That might turn something else. So, need to definitely have that.
Not saying, and I understand it, because it's like I said, far from scared, can I hold my own? But it's just the fact of, this is where me and my child lays our head at night, just having not even a random person, but knowing this person knows where I live just don't fit right, So, yeah. Well, I thank y'all. Y'all gave me a little bit more, a little insight on my little situation.
Well,
I'm very appreciative.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
We definitely glad that you did come on here and share what's going on with you. And we was able to help you a little bit, So we definitely hope that you take that and apply it to what you already know what to do, right?
I'm going to let y'all know what happened
because, we're going to be on here tomorrow.
Because I don't call her. I'm gonna have to ask y'all on Twitter because I said I don't call her, so I'm quite sure she'll call sometime tonight.
You need to call her and let her know. This might be the time you need to call her and let her know. Look, girl, look, you little nappy-headed, bald-headed girl, look. whatever your name may be. What's your name, sweetheart?
Huh?
What's your name?
Mine's or hers?
Yours. What's your name? All right, what's her name?
Mine's is Jen. Hers is Renee.
All right, I'm Renee. I'm going to be Jen. She's going to be Renee. Look, Renee. Okay? You look like a head about her, little girl. Look, I just met you yesterday, and we can't do this, okay? Because, look, I'm not into that today, tomorrow thing, okay? You let her know that she be like, well, look, boo. That's when you be like, look. That's when you go Tammy on her, okay? That's when you go Tammy moment on her, huh?
Oh, gosh almighty.
And that's when you go Tammy on her, right? Now, I didn't say you like me or not. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get a little hood on her if she can't take it the class away. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm crazy, look. I'm crazy, so, I'm good. But we definitely want to get that. Please get that.
Yeah, I'm going to let y'all know.
If she don't get back, and I got to call you and let you know, she ain't make it. Not for us
again. All right, well, look, we want to know what happened with the nappy-headed, bald-headed little girl. We want to know, did she stop calling or did it get worse?
Yeah, and it's so crazy because, my nigga Hennessy, I am a gambler. I like to hit the machines and stuff in the table. And that's bad when, she'll ask me if I want to go to the casino with her, and she'll give me money and I tell her no. So that's bad. this person just don't enthuse me at all. It's just not even...
Time
to let it go. Time to let it go. Let it be on her own.
Yeah.
I'm damaged good. I'm sorry. My ex fucked me up.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Like
I said, I thank y'all.
Thank you.
The information is very informative to me. And okay. I appreciate it 125%.
Okay. So,
thank you.
You too, you and Hennessy. Y'all have a nice night and definitely come back tomorrow and let me know something. Let me and Teddy know something we can worry about, all right?
Yes, I'm going to be thinking about it. I'm going to put it on Facebook as my status. I wonder what happened.
Exactly.
Well, listen, if you get an at on Twitter from a name that say Indy and Jan Forever, then
well,
you
know
that,
who you are.
And I'm, oh, you know who I am? Because you
oh, yeah,
saw me when I
oh, yeah.
got it, right?
Look, you seen it happen real quick, right? You seen it happen real quick. I got it. Trust that,
all right?
Got,
all right. Now, I'm going to let
get,
you know. So when you see
I
it.
I got to get my Twitter together. My Twitter account all screwed up right now. I got to probably get me a new one.
You need to get on that, sir, ma'am.
I'm trying, sir, ma'am, brother, man.
Okay.
Everybody got Twitter.
All right,
Mr. Brown.
Oh, I am Mr. Brown. All right, I don't have a problem because I got my leggings on right now and my flip-flops. It is what it is.
Video
dance. But definitely, we want to thank you all for coming on the She's On Radio. We're going to take this next caller, and please let us know tomorrow what happened, okay?
All righty then.
All right, y'all. Have a nice night.
All right,
you too.
Hi, y'all.
All right, we're going to go down to area code 302. Tonight's topic is, I forget. Hold on. 302, please don't beat me up. Tonight's topic is, do you think it's okay for the best friend, your best friend, to sleep with your lover? Is that cool? Is that cute? How do you feel about women to do it? And talk to us about the number one funky talk. And make it quick, though. The funky sex toys. How do you feel about the funky sex toys? People don't watch their strap and anal beans.
Oh.
Yeah, talk to us.
That's a mess.
It is a
mess.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm good. Hi, Casey. It's Toya from Philly.
Hey, Toya. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
You're doing great.
That's good. I was just calling to say hi because I couldn't sleep. I was up. I've been up for a while thinking about my wife, but it's okay.
It's definitely going to be okay. And you know what? It's going to get better. Okay?
You know what? People always say that, but I can't believe it. Not right now, because it hasn't been long enough for me to, like, really understand that it's going to get better. I don't see it yet.
It's
kind of, like, still early.
It's normal for you, though. You feel what I'm saying? It's definitely, it's normal. You know, you're going to go through your time because you're human. You know, but in due time, you're going to get to the point where every time you think about her, you smile. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to smile about all the good things that you all been through. And you're going to smile, but it's going to take a while for you to get there, okay?
I think it's going to take a long time, mostly because we have a son together, so my son asks for her sometimes. And when he asks for her, I have to look and be like, well, we're going to talk to Grandma real quick about it because I'd be stuck. I don't really be knowing what to say to him back.
Right.
No, he knows she's not here, but he wants her. Like,
right.
You know, is Randy coming home today? And I'm like, no, she can't come home. Well, I guess she'll come home tomorrow. And I just be like, okay, I'm just going to go in the bathroom and just really get myself together first.
Right.
How old is your son?
He's 9.
Aww. Yeah.
It's going to be hard for a while. Trust me, I know. It's going to be hard for a while, but you got to one day tell them, you know, where she's at and that, you know, one day y'all all going to see her again with open arms and everything. It's going to take time, but everything is going to be all right, you know, over time.
I mean, we took him to counseling when she first died, like right before Christmas, we took him to counseling because he was really going through an emotional stage where he was just like his behavior was acting up, and I know it was from that. So we took him to a counselor just to figure out what to do, and it was just like, let him talk to her, you know, if he wants to talk to her, if he wants to sleep in her room, then, you know, let him do that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But it's still, I can't do it. Like, he'll be like, come in the room with me, and I'm like, I can't go in her room. Like, she had her own closet room where she had all her clothes, all her sneakers and stuff. And he'll go in there and play with his toys and talk to her. And he'll be like, Mommy, come in here and talk to her. And I just look at him, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't go in her room yet. Like, I haven't been in her room since she died. And that's 7 months. We're going on 8 months next week. And I haven't stepped foot in her room. All I do is just keep her room door closed. I don't go in there at all.
Man.
I don't know. I guess you just have to pray every day.
Right. Because that's the only answer. It's the only answer, the only advice that I'm going to give you is to pray. Is, you know, and let go and let God handle that situation. That's the only thing you can do. You know, and just pray for acceptance and pray for a better you, you know?
And, you know what? Also, I do. Mm-hmm. But I think what made it worse was I was talking to somebody that I was friends with, like, right after she died, and like 2 weeks ago, I found out that everything she was talking to me about and the way she presented herself was a lie, and I don't like that. I hate liars. I hate people that pretend to be something that they're not. I feel like if you can't be yourself, then if you can't take me for who I am, then I don't need you in my life. And the fact that she pretended to want to be there and pretended like she cared, and then in the end to find out that it was only to use me for whatever I can give her, whatever she can gain from me, was kind of like a slap in the face. So it threw me back down to like an emotional roller coaster again. So I'm like, damn, my wife didn't do this. She would never have done this.
Right.
But I think that's what brought it all up. Because I know everybody on Twitter sees me and they're like, are you okay? Because you be snapping sometimes. And I'm like, I just don't understand stuff. Like, I don't understand the lies. I don't understand why they got to pretend to be something. Like, if a female don't want you for you, sweetheart, then she don't deserve you. I know.
These stories again, here they go again, bro, giving the good ones a bad name. I'm over here heated.
I think most of us give their self a bad name because they worship the wrong
woman. I can't speak for most of us. I can speak for myself. I know how to treat a woman. I treat a woman the same way I want to be treated. Respect you for who you are, what you do. I don't want you for your money, what you can do for me. I want you for you, your mind, your body, and everything in between.
I don't even want you for your body, baby, because I can play with my own body.
I'm not saying like that, but it's not, that's not the main thing.
The mind, baby. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, and if she wastes it, then
If your mind ain't right, then I can't deal with you.
I mean, what I tell my femme friends is let the person get to know your spirit, because if they can't get in tune with your spirit, then they don't need to be in tune with your body. And your body and your spirit is two different things, and most women don't understand that. Like, these young girls who are just becoming gay, they think they know everything, and it's kind of like, sweetheart, you have a lot to learn, because a woman can use your body. Your body is nothing. Like, it's really nothing. When I first met my wife, I didn't sleep with my wife until 2 years after meeting her. So it was just like, either you're going to get to know the inside of me before you try to touch me, or we're not going to talk to each other at all. Like, I've been celibate ever since my wife died, and I really depend on being celibate for a few more years. And so I really feel like somebody is worth my time. Like, femmes settle for anything, you know, and subs do the same thing. They settle for a woman with a fat ass and a pretty face. And it's like, what's behind that pretty face? What's behind her fat ass? She can have a nice body and her sex could be wax. Then what?
I know that's right.
It's nothing.
I know that's
right. It's just a bad combination of how females are, but I'm going to go to bed now. I just want to call in and say hi.
We definitely thank you for coming on. And this is your voice. Come and talk to us about anything. We are definitely here for you. Anytime. 10 to 1 every night, Monday through Friday, we're here for you, okay?
I definitely will. I've just started listening to you guys, so I listen to you guys before I go to bed now, so it's interesting to hear.
Oh, I know, right? No, so we definitely want
want to thank you, okay, sweetheart?
But, good night. And you guys have
good
a good night.
You too.
You're bothering my nerves. I ain't bothering
shit.
All right. Let's go to area code. We only can take, I might even get two ladies in, but the next callers have to be very short and sweet. Talk to us, 804-562.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, first of all, best friends sleeping with the significant other, no. I mean, that ain't your best friend if they sleeping with your partner.
Right.
Point blank period. I got a best friend. We've been best friends for 20 years. I would be disgusted to sleep with somebody that, I mean, that's like my sister like. I don't understand that. I don't even understand that. I don't even understand how that's a topic, like, that people really do stuff like that. That's crazy to me.
You know where I got the topic from? I was actually looking at a movie called, I think it was Treacherous or something like that. I got out the Red Box. And it was about these two girls that were fighting over this dude, but the thing was, they weren't physically fighting over the dude.
Mm-hmm.
They were, the girl was sleeping with this girl, her best friend, for 4 years. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy. I got a friend or associate or whatever that she's gay, and she got a best friend that's not gay, and she wants to have a baby. And I guess her best friend's the father of her. Okay, her best friend got a baby by this guy. He has offered to have the baby by with her so she can have a baby or whatever. Okay, she said that, but the girl, her best friend, don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how that's going to work, but that's kind of falling all in the same subject. Like, I mean, you got to, it's time to question your friendship at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even see how that's going to work. I can't even have a conversation with her once she said what she said to me. Like, and I'm never speechless. I have never been speechless in my 31 years. I didn't even know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So, I don't know.
People want to do what they want to do. Straight up.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I just need them to reevaluate their friends if that's what they're doing.
They just need not to be around me, you know?
Yeah.
That's just real
sad. That's the shit. I don't need no friends like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's even... Yeah, that's even thinking about sleeping with. Oof, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is my best friend, shout out to Mercy, Jamila Coleman. I love you to death. You ain't never got to worry about that, baby. I love you.
And
I'm going to keep it short. I ain't going to drag it out because I just made a comment about somebody else dragging it out. But y'all have a good night. Nice to see y'all.
You too. Thank you so much for the support.
All right.
All right, we got two more calls. We're going to go ahead and take your, we got to get off in like 10 minutes, so definitely please make it real short. Ready, call 954-655, talk to us.
What's up, what's good? I want to say y'all doing a good job, and the smashing homies is a no-no, you know what I mean?
Hear that.
What's a no-no? I don't care if it's the best friend, the homegirl you just met, that's a no-no.
Right.
And little stinky toys, that's definitely a no-no, because if your toys stink, then your pussy stink.
I know that's right. That's true.
But, yeah, y'all keep up the good work, you know what I'm saying? I'm becoming a fan overnight, you know? I listened to it last night, so give me something to do while I get over this brokenhearted.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Well, we thank you so much for coming to She's On Radio. We don't want to rush you off, but we are, like, over the limit, and I definitely don't want to cut off on you or the next caller. And we definitely want to thank you for, you know, showing us so much love.
All right, no problem. Do your thing, you know what I mean?
Don't beat me up, please.
I'm definitely going to be listening.
We thank you. Just don't beat me up, okay? I really don't like to cut off people, but just don't beat me up, okay?
That's cool.
So I wasn't going to go in details of the word because I don't feel like getting emotional.
I hear that. But you can get emotional over here, you know what I mean? You can get emotional.
And
you have a good night, sweetheart, and definitely come home to mama.
I will. I definitely will.
All right, you have a good one. Thank you. All right, we have one more caller left, 813-952. Please make it short. Let's talk.
813-952 is not going to talk too much because this is your strawberry letter person.
Okay, hey.
Hey, how are you? I will say for the topic of tonight, I have been in that situation. However, I didn't say anything to the friend. It was the best friend's girlfriend, her girlfriend, that was coming at me. And I just detracted her, and I started staying away from them. She would actually send me cards, send me letters. She sent roses to my job one time. I declined it, and I never told my friend because I felt like if I did tell her, she would feel like it's just being in that middle of that situation of her feeling like I betrayed her. And I didn't want her to feel that I let her grow on in any way, and I never did. So, and that was almost 10 years ago. And to this day, I never said anything about it. So I've been there. I didn't get into it. I set her excellent point that, you know, I'm not interested, and it was wrong, but I never brought it up to this day because I felt like it would end the friendship if I did.
Right.
I've been in that situation. As far as my letter goes, I guess I will talk to you another night. And for the young lady that called that said that she wasn't interested in the girl, and the girl showed up at her house with her strap, with her, I hear other things in that conversation with her saying that she just ended a long-term relationship. It sounds like she met this person on a rebound. It also sounds like in some kind of way she dated her. So this woman is self-comfortable enough to be talking to her like that. I feel that both sides have a fault in that situation, and she wasn't straightforward with herself. And I think she baited the girl, and what she's getting is the repercussions of baiting her to begin with.
Right.
So, and that's that. And I guess I will talk to you another night.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. She's on radio. I will be starting that strawberry letter tomorrow.
Okay.
So, you know, we just got to wrap some, get up some more letters or whatever, and I'm definitely going to try it tomorrow. If not, we definitely going to hit it on Monday.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Teddy, it was definitely a pleasure to have you on here. She's on radio. I want to thank you so much for coming on each and every night, making sure that thing pops.
No problem. You know I got your back always, bro, man. You know how we do.
Well, you know, that's how I like it, man. Lord, that definitely sticks. Ladies, I just want to invite you to join the official She's On Radio website. Actually, it's not even the radio website. It's definitely a website created for you lesbians. Like you can do here, you can have a voice. It's something like Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, but it's just for you. And I've created that, and you know, it's at www.shezone.org. You can go on there and make your profile. You can talk in the, you know, the forums. You can post your events, and you can do a lot of things. And definitely, August 3rd through the 5th, we definitely want to see you here in Richmond, Virginia, because She Pride 2012, we will have 24 of the sexiest entertainers. 24 of the highest entertainers coming to entertain you. You know, definitely going to be a hot event. She's on throwing it, and she's on want you to be of attendance. You definitely can head up more information at www.shepride.tk. We definitely would like to see you in August, ladies. We definitely want to see you tomorrow so you can talk about something else. So if you ladies have any topic ideas for us, we definitely want to hear them. You can email us at shezone@gmail.com. That's shezone@gmail.com. We're definitely waiting on you. We definitely want to talk about things you ladies want to talk about. So, I'm Casey. That's Teddy.
Radio. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. And we will leave you with tonight's guest song. So, yeah, please, please definitely get in tune to her. You have a nice night.
Homeboy Swag. Where you at, Chinky? Where you at, Charlie? Ha! Yeah! Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Tomboy Swag, what you know about that? Yeah, yeah. I let my pants sag low, all I rock is pants back, and I'm all tatted up. What you know about that? On my dress, clear jet, bitch, I'm too fly. Just put it in the bag, always popping tag. Homeboy swagging, what you know about that? Polo hook, no heel figure. Yeah, I dress to kill nigga. Big ego, big or feel nigga. So hot, call me a feel nigga. Step on the scene, they be watching my swag. I'm a fake girl, but goddamn it, correct. Hella tattoos, Michael Jackson bag. Female, also, I look like a lad. Running my swag band, did I do that? Thicker than baby hair under durag. Feel a little better when I let my pants sag. Money in my pocket, man, fuck a handbag. Cause I'm ballin', WNBA. When it comes to my sneaker game, I ride, bitch, I do not play. What can I say, man, I'ma show off. Looking real rough, but I'm no boy soft. Step in the room, can I flash, go off. Wrist so icy, it'll never defrost. Got a mean box, so my legs won't cross. Fat girl, fat tall boy, Rick Ross. Pop my collar, yes, I floss. CEO, bitch, call me boss.
I let my pants sag low. All I rock is snapback. And I'm all tatted up. What you know about that?
I'm doing fine, I'm great looking dad, but out so me. I'm a happy cat, boy, chinky bitch. Back when I seen a little boy looking nigga, but I really am a queen. T-O-N-D-O-Y. If you ain't no motherfucker, I'm fly. You can be the boss, I'm head honcho. No big knees, call me Rebecca Black. Don't fuck getting told. I do the choosing. If I get declined, you're still losing. Life is a movie, I'm lead and director. This ain't rehearsal, you other bitches that can be more great. You better believe I'm a bad bitch with a different breed. Bitches that be testing me is hating in their pedigree. Sex on deck, call me sagging money I got. Watch me and stay tuned. I'm seeing and I'm the breaking news.
I let my pants sag low. All I rock is snapback. And I'm all tatted up. What you know about that? I got that tomboy swag.
Recuperate, it's gonna take the body in out.